We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. James Fegan.
Yes, James.
James Fegan's got some branding on his laptop, making sure everybody knows that he's joined The Athletic.
Can never get too much exposure.
On Twitter at JR Fegan.
I can anticipate this question is probably way too early, but
excellent. Too soon. Too soon.
Asking the questions to get the answers you need.
If you knew that Abreu was available to be the runner there, would you have gone to him instead of Hendricks?
Yeah, if I'd known that, I didn't know that. I'd check the rule. I'm guessing you know the rules better. Now I know.
James Fegan with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
James Fegan's on Twitter at JR Fegan. He covers the White Sox for The Athletic and joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. I always urge you to be in touch with us and check out Twitch as well, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. James, how are you?
Like the White Sox, I am dealing with a series of self-imposed setbacks that I'll be digging out from for the rest of the day. But otherwise, I'm well.
What happened?
Oh, just, you know, running extremely late for everything, including this call.
Well, that's on us, and we apologize.
Yeah, that's our fault.
James, who deserves credit for the development of Jake Berger as a hitter?
Jake, mostly, but you know, Chris Johnson, it was a big part of him in Charlotte, and a big part of him embracing like a lot of the tech that he, like, you know, the eye pitch system that he, you know, credits a lot now. And that's also something that he's works through all offseason with his agency, because I think he works out at the Bledsoe compound in Nashville all offseason. They have that tech too, so the White Sox are really kind of coming in line with what he works on. But mostly Jake. I mean, you know, this is a dude that had every reason to give up and quit baseball and really pondered it for a stretch of time. The fact that he, you know, not only playing, but was legitimately the fastest player on the field. Thanks, Jake, for letting us know that Friday night. It's a story of kind of, there are a lot of guys on this team that have expanded my mind to like what's possible, the way Tim Anderson developed at the beginning of his career, the way Lucas Giolito turned it around. But I think Jake Berger, not retiring and being like a viable hitter and even an all-star candidate, goes right up there with kind of, you know, expanding my mind of what's possible in terms of player development mid-career, given how low things look for him at some points.
Well, it even makes me go back to last year and think about why we didn't hear from him when he got sent down for the final time last season. He didn't do anything to put himself in that position, and he still had good home run numbers at home for the White Sox.
Yeah, I mean, the wrist fracture that he happened in AAA from a hit-by-pitch, I think, probably stopped him from being maybe a September call-up. But even last year, we were thinking this guy is a platoon player. He was somebody who really had done the majority of his damage against lefties. So the stuff he's done to shorten up, to be viable, even when he doesn't get that longer look at the ball against right-handers, that's another thing that you don't expect guys to do when they're 27. You kind of, you know, put them in a book and say, this is what they are. So the fact that he's continued to expand that and make himself where he didn't make the team to now – they have to kind of find ways to wedge himself in the lineup, which really they still kind of have to continue to work to do. That's incredible. You don't really think guys who have missed as much development time as he has are going to continue to make improvements late in their career, but he's doing it.
On Saturday, the game ended in the weirdest way. Like, I've watched a lot of baseball in town. I don't know if I've ever seen a game like that. What was your reaction?
No one ever has.
Well, it's funny because there's like on weekends, there's a lot of like fill-in guys rather than the normal beat writers on home games, because, you know, guys like Darryl Van Scow and Lamont Pope, their travel for every road game, so they need some off days. So there's a lot of people who don't know me who probably were weirded out by me saying, like, giggling spontaneously on the final play and, like, yelling, "What the F was that?" in the middle of the press box. But that was hilarious. That was my honest feelings at the time. And then we're in the clubhouse afterwards, and we have players walking up to it, like, "Has that ever happened before? Have you guys looked it up? Is that the first time that's historically happened?" And we're like, "Yeah, that's what happened." My favorite, like, line that I overheard, what is an interview, was just a player saying, "AL Central Baseball, baby," at the end of that. That was pretty funny.
Who said that?
I can't dime them out, but it wasn't on the
record. I'd love to know who said that. That's hilarious.
Somebody smart, that's
you. I'll be honest. I laughed. And my first thought was, I mean, it was hilarious because it was just the cartoonish, like, it hits her head, bite, he falls over, and then it's over. Like, oh, wait, okay, is he okay?
Right, and like, the White Sox were like, wait, is the game over?
Yes, but and then you hear the radio call.
I wonder that as well. Tim Anderson literally wasn't in the scrum because he was helping Corey Blazer back to his feet. Like, when he said, like, he didn't know what to do, whether he should help the umpire or, like, celebrate, like, he was being honest.
That's comically honest in a moment that at least resulted in some sort of win.
Do you think the Sox played well, or did they just win?
Like, they pitched well. Their bullpen wasn't scored upon the entire series. Now, it wasn't a good offense. It's a Detroit Tigers team that's missing essentially all their starting outfielders, like Matt Vierling, Riley Green, Austin Meadows. Those are all guys they probably plan to be the lineup. Their most dangerous hitter all weekend was Zach McKinstry, a guy the Cubs basically let go. So, yeah, they should have crushed that offense, but they did do that. So they deserve some credit for, you know, doing what was expected of them and demanded of them. And, you know, I think especially Kopech, his stuff looked legitimate throughout. You have to get some credit for doing what you're supposed to do, even if it's not, like, something to say, hey, this is one of the best teams of baseball right now. They crushed the Tigers.
I appreciate also you pointing out that the obvious when it came to Liam Hendricks, what we all suspected, was of all the people who likely get their velocity higher in that scenario, he's the guy. I noticed you were keeping note of that yesterday as well.
Yeah, and talking to Liam over the weekend, he also just thinks it's going to come a little bit from building up his stamina of endurance. Liam's kind of a unique guy, and he'll just tell you, like, I don't lift weights. I just get in shape by throwing. So he thinks, like, the big thing that's missing from his conditioning is how much standing around baseball players do all day and how that, like, usually builds strength in his legs, and the fact that he's been, you know, going through chemotherapy or sitting at home or rehabbing or resting. Like, he just hasn't done the things that he usually does physically to build himself up and feel strong, along with some mechanical things as far as his leg drive that were kind of out of whack that he feels like has gotten better since he came back from Charlotte and went to Chicago and, you know, had his normal people watching him. So, yeah, I don't know if he hit his highest velocity yesterday, but it was his highest average. The dips, he didn't have the variances, which is really what he thinks is different in his delivery. Is like, he can still kind of get closer to what he wants movement-wise, but he's having the pitches that are off are more off than he usually is. And I think yesterday was a big step ahead as far as consistency.
Speaking of variance, it seems like Michael Kopech has minimized the variance between when he's really good and when he's really bad. If you look at him over the last seven starts, he's been fantastic. Why? What did they see? What types of changes has he made?
It's kind of an acute, like, the velocity's been pretty consistent, I think, since late April. The mechanical cue of keeping his, like, front side up as long as he can, so that way he doesn't kind of take power out of his back leg and his delivery, because he's kind of got tree trunk legs, and that's really where the power comes from. That's been pretty consistent. I think the initial cue of the last, you know, four starts of saying, like, let's put the sweeper on the back burner and just go with a slider that's shorter and tighter and you can command it, I think that's important for him, and he was able to introduce the sweeper a little bit in his last outing, though he obviously hung one to Torkelson. So I think it's kind of keeping, you know, he's a big dude. He's, you know, has been mechanically inconsistent in the past. It's generally like, let's keep your movement shorter and smaller and more repeatable, and that's what's going to provide more consistency. You know, that's the same thing you saw with Giolito eventually, is when he ditched that big, the big movements of his delivery is when he got better in 2019. So I think generally when you have big powerful dudes, the less you give them to do, the less they have to repeat. That's what's going to bring the consistency forward.
Safe to say the White Sox have zero interest in Zach Plesac for a multitude of reasons?
I mean, they took on a, you know, I would argue a more curious makeup call from Cleveland, you know, in this offseason. But, you know, the fact that he has all three of his options, if, you know, if it was in a situation where they could put him in Charlotte and just kind of add starting depth, I think that would make sense for them. But it's obviously, you know, if they passed on a guy who had a 7.5 ERA and was giving up three home runs for nine innings in AAA and said that doesn't look like an inviting reclamation project, I don't think I'd fault them for it either.
I think that that's a fair assessment of the situation. They do need some pitching depth, but I don't know that it's at that expense.
Well, there's also some sorted.
Yeah, there's some entanglements that might make it a little bit more difficult as well.
Right, but I can't really say like they wouldn't involve themselves with this entanglement at this point. Like they've
already have. Yeah,
they chose that life.
Yeah, 100%. What have the White Sox said about what stands in front of them now after this Detroit series?
You get it more out of the players, like acknowledging like this is their most difficult month, more than you get from Pedro, who is like a little bit like you don't make me think more than 24 hours ahead with his answers. But I think it's pretty plain, like you have to establish whether you're buyers or sellers by the end of this month, and what lies ahead of you is you need to put yourself in a position where you're basically sitting around 500 to some degree, and you're going to face the most difficult schedule. You're going to play the Mariners, which I think is a decent team. They certainly can pitch. They certainly are capable of shutting down the White Sox offense. That's the one losing team you have on the schedule from now until the last day of the month when you play Oakland. So it's a gauntlet. If this team is real at all, it's going to have to be proven during this month to give some argument for why you should stay in the division race. Now, the constant reason they might be in the division race is that Minnesota just adamantly refuses to pull away from anyone at any given time. And whenever I look up after any losing streak, the White Sox are still less than 10 games back. So I don't know if they're always going to have that argument of like, hey, we're not fully out of it because of Minnesota. So maybe this month will be definitive, and maybe it'll be the same, hey, they're only 6 games back story that it's been for the first 2 months.
James, thanks for the time, sir. Good luck catching up on the rest of your day.
Thank you for the wishes. It will not help, and I will never catch up.
Okay. Well, we did our best. That is James Fegan of The Athletic. Get yourself a subscription to The Athletic so you can check out James's work.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.